Stand on it. Come on, man, stand on it. Stand on it now.
The Tri-State's number one motorsports talk show. Today's program is brought to you in part by our marketing partners. Recognized by the Eastern Motorsports Press Association as one of the top racing shows in the Eastern United States, here's Rappin' on Racin'.
Say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Hello, I'm Don Gamble, and I want to welcome you to Rappin' on Racin', March 19, 2024. Our guests will be the Director of Operations and the voice of Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, Tyler Harris, ULMS feature winner, Michael Norris, driver of the number 27 late model, Michael Lake, and ULMS series driver, Logan Zarin. We have Victory Lane information with Michael Norris, Tim Schaefer, and Andrew Hoffner. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This is the Banker Bob thought for this evening. If you give a man a fish, he will eat for a day. If you teach a man to fish, he will sit in a boat and drink beer all day.
And now, more Rappin' on Racin' with Don Gamble and Tyler Harris.
All right, fans, joining us now is the Director of Operations and the voice of Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, Tyler Harris. Tyler, hopefully you're getting a little bit of rest.
Yeah, definitely. A couple days removed from the inaugural Pot of Gold 75 there at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway with the Fast on Dirt 410 Sprint Cars, the ULMS Super Late Models, and the SCDRA Northeast Sport Compacts. It was a very, very busy day, but nonetheless, just thrilled at the response that we got out of it, and couldn't be happier with that aspect of it.
Well, there's some challenges, but the track crew went over and above what they needed to try and correct it, and after the last correction for the features, they were awesome. And the drivers, everybody saying the same thing. God bless the track crew for how hard they work, not to mention the other employees in the concession stands and the tickets. And I mean, I saw some of the pictures of the lines of people just waiting to get in.
Yeah. It was a trying day for everybody. Not just the track and the crew and the officials and stuff like that. Each respective series, each respective driver, each respective team member at our track with the concessions, like you mentioned, but on the fans as well. And we already made it an acknowledgement of everything on our Facebook page. And if you haven't read that yet, you all are more than welcome to head on over to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway on Facebook and read that there. But certainly not the program that we wanted to deliver to people in that aspect, with long delays, long times of waiting in line. But nonetheless, you know, it's just something where you take it, you learn, you move on. And I think that we're going to be in very good shape moving forward. So the rest of the 2024 season has everything in store to make it a great one. And that's all we can do is just look forward to the future.
Well, the positive response from the 112 drivers had to be really a nice thing for you and Blair.
Yeah. And when's the last time we've seen 112 cars at Pittsburgh, right, respectively?
Right.
It's been quite some time. So it's a great response. It's a great thing. Over 54 cylinders, 30 sprint cars, and 29 ULMS super late models. And I think that's actually the highest regional car count touring event that anyone has seen and for super late models in some time in the area. So I know that Trevor Zuber, and I know Aaron Fry, and I know that Rob Williams were all very pleased with the results and the turnout from their respective series.
Well, on a side note, I talked to Gary Scott about something unrelated to the race, but his comment was, and he wasn't at the track, boy, I'm hearing a lot of good things about Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. So the word's out to, even to people that weren't there.
I think that's part of the reason why we saw the response that we did, knowing that we were one of the early shows on the entire season in Western PA, the first show of the season in Western PA. A lot of people took that upon themselves to take advantage of the nice weather and come on out. So we had fans from all over, Ohio, West Virginia, New York, Eastern, Central Pennsylvania, both, and drivers as well, for that matter. We had a couple four-cylinder drivers from Kentucky. We had one come down from Canada. We had a couple of Central Pennsylvania sprint car drivers in Austin Bishop and Jared Cavalier and Dylan Cisney, the mayor of Port Royal, so and Dylan Yoder in the late models too. So we had drivers from all over the place as well as fans, and that's such a humbling thing, knowing that the work that we have cultivated and put into this racetrack is spreading such in a quick manner. And these bigger shows that we put on that will continue to attract fans from all over is a very humbling thing. But again, at the end of the day, Don, as we've stressed time and time again, we want to make sure that we keep everybody in mind in our local communities as well, because that's truly the sense of everything that we look to push forward with this racetrack is community. So as much as it is great to continue to pull these fans from all over and drivers from all over, the communities nearby are just as important.
We're talking to Tyler Harris from Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. I hope one of the things that you guys learned is you might have to buy a new freezer and figure out what you're going to do so you don't run out of food, what, three times on Saturday night?
Yeah, twice.
Twice.
Ran out of food twice, ran out of alcohol twice. So, and it's tough, right? It's so easy to sit there and say, well, we can just buy a bunch more because we know eventually that we're going to use it. But at the same time, though, you got to, like you said, keep freezer space open for other opportunities. So, yeah, and again, kudos to our staff. Admittedly, 9 hours at a racetrack is not an easy task on anybody, let alone the fans. But the crews who work so hard to keep those people fed and keep them not thirsty. So they did a tremendous job. I can't thank our team enough. It was a trying day for everyone, like I said once before, and fortunately they all stuck through it and even kept smiles on their faces in most instances.
Well, you got a good team there. One of the smartest things that Blair said when he first got the place, everybody knows what they're doing, so I'm keeping everybody. That was a wise decision.
Yeah, and fortunately we've had the opportunity to bring even more people in, though, because of just how much busier, obviously, we have been already, but we intend to be moving forward as well. So putting other people, more people in those positions to help alleviate what we talked about already, the longer lines and stuff like that. So as we continue to grow, we anticipate not only higher car counts, but higher fan counts each week, too. So it's a very great problem to have, and it's a problem that we're not going to look to have to solve in the immediate future. We'll have that readily available here in the next coming weeks.
I would have to say hats off to Smokey Shemp, because anything that could have been an issue, he dealt with it and dealt with it in the right way.
Yeah, and that's the respect and the command that Smokey naturally brings as the pit steward, not only at Pittsburgh but at Lernerville as well. He's been at Pittsburgh since the day the track opened in 1979. Everybody knows Smokey in Western Pennsylvania and well beyond, and it goes to show there's probably not too many people in this area that have the knowledge and the respect that Smokey carries. So even if you disagree thoroughly with Smokey, there's no doubt in my mind that the respect that is commanded by him goes such a long way. So having somebody like Smokey, he's an irreplaceable piece of that racetrack. And just so fortunate to be able to work with him on a weekly basis.
We're talking to Tyler Harris, and we need to take a break. We'll be back with more Rappin' on Racin' after these messages. Tyler, why don't you take a minute and bring the fans up to speed on some of the future events coming up at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway.
Yeah, our action event divisions plus the Rush Sprint cars, so a sixth division show should be a great time. We're really excited for it. I'm looking forward to getting that racing back up because the week of Easter, we will have that Saturday off. So after this one coming up, a week off, then back to racing April 6th, as you mentioned. The whole month of April is exciting with the UEMS E-Mod Touring Series coming back to the Speedway for the E-Mod's return for the first time in several years. Then we have our first Rush Late Model Touring Series event of the season with the Herb Scott Memorial. Happens to also be Rorick Automotive Night at the racetrack, so happy to have Rorick Automotive as the presenting sponsor of the 2024 Herb Scott Memorial. And then the following weekend after that, I think it's going to be our first Rush Modified event of the 2024 season right alongside our action event division. So a full month of April as we swing full head at first into the 2024 racing season. So TPMS.com/schedule is a good opportunity to see everything that we have coming up and to see where on your respective schedules it might make sense to come on out and take a trip around Dirt's Monster Half Mile and see what racing out there is all about.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. And in our family, we're used to getting involved, and I encourage you to do the same, especially when it comes to caring for your loved ones. When I think about Alzheimer's and the impact it had on my family, I recognize that losing a race isn't such a bad day after all. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together.
This is Nick Kachuba, former track champion at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, and you're listening to Rappin' On Racing.
All right, listeners, we're back. We're talking to Tyler Harris. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about some of the upcoming events. The schedule is amazing.
Yeah, coming up this Saturday here, as of this recording, will be our 2024 regular season opener. So our first points night of the season with our five action event divisions, headlined by the Rorick Automotive, Chevrolet Performance, Rush Dirt Late Models, the Pittsburgh Truck Center Pro Stocks, the Fuel Required Hobby Stocks, the Crawford Auto Repair, Open Four Cylinders, and the Always Safe Flagging and Traffic Control Young Guns. So a really exciting show, and also it happens to be a gender reveal night where Carly Kovacs and Gary Catellus will be racing in a gender reveal dash. The winning driver will be the gender of, will reveal the gender, rather, of Baby Crest number 3 that's expected to come here in May. So pretty exciting little thing that we've come up with. That's it's all the creation of Tab there, Tabitha Coppola and Doya Crest. They wanted to welcome the fans as part of their family now as they usher in the new era of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. And I really can't think of a more genuine way of doing it than to let everybody in on the reveal of their gender of their upcoming baby.
Well, I don't know how scientific it is, but what if the reveal doesn't match the real deal? Then what?
Well, I guess we can go ahead and just let everybody in on a little secret and peek behind the curtain. It is going to be a staged race. So, so long as the competitors are able to get to the finish line in the order that they're supposed to get to the finish line, all should be okay.
I see. Now let's talk the Easter egg hunt. And I told you before, that's how my daughter met Travis Geisler at an Easter egg hunt. And they've been together for 35, 40 years. I don't know. So who knows what the future holds for Easter egg hunters at the track.
And the big thing is we just want kids to have a great time, right? That's the ultimate pleasure for us, is to see the kids in the community get to come on out and have fun. And hopefully if they've never been to a race before, they're going to want to come check it out sometime. So far the weather looks great, warm enough to definitely have an event like that. So we're pretty fortunate in that aspect. So yeah, 100% free event. Come on out. Let the kids go participate in the Easter egg hunt. Adults can too. We'll have an adult Easter egg hunt. pretty awesome prizes on the line for the adults too. So don't sleep on it. But come get a picture with the Easter Bunny. Come meet him. Come see some race cars. We'll have a couple on display out there. But I can't reiterate it enough, Don. It's free. Just come on out and enjoy a fun day at the track on a Sunday.
Free's a good price. Now, are these going to be real eggs or plastic eggs?
Well, who says you can't have a little trick-or-treat in an Easter egg hunt, you know?
Okay. Now, hopefully that's not your responsibility, dying off all the Easter eggs.
No. My responsibilities, fortunately, we've had a great response, too, with people wanting to help out at the racetrack. We've had so many people in the racing community and in our community as well just come on out and stuff. I think we've got over 4,000 Easter eggs ready to go for the kids, and I think that number continues to grow even as we're sitting here talking, Dawn. So plenty for the kids to take home and be a part of. So, I'm really excited to see the response for this Easter egg hunt.
Well, I might sound like a broken record, but we're not in the racing business. We're in the entertainment business, and this is very entertaining, and the kids are going to have a blast.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. And it's funny, too, because as we talked about in the last segment, Dawn, about the Pot of Gold 75, kids had a blast, even though the environment wasn't exactly the best for the viewing situation. So it warms my heart to still see that the sport of racing can still excite and entertain the young kids with all this technology in the world and everything like that that can easily distract them. Something about that adrenaline pumping racing that keeps them coming back and keeps them smiling. So it's hard. You'd be hard pressed to see somebody turn on a race car engine like that or start up a race car engine and not see a smile or a look of amazement on the kid's face. So I hope that continues for years to come.
We're talking to Tyler Harris from Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Then we're going to kick off April 6th with the Rush Sprint cars and the rest of the divisions that'll be there.
Yeah, our Action Event Divisions plus the Rush Sprint Cars, so a six-division show should be a great time. We're really excited for it. I'm looking forward to getting that racing back up because the week of Easter, we will have that Saturday off. So after this one coming up, a week off, then back to racing April 6th, as you mentioned. The whole month of April is exciting with the UEMS E-Mod Touring Series coming back to the Speedway for the E-Mod's return for the first time in several years. Then we have our first Rush Late Model Touring Series event of the season with the Herb Scott Memorial. Happens to also be Rorick Automotive Night at the racetrack, so happy to have Rorick Automotive as the presenting sponsor of the 2024 Herb Scott Memorial. And then the following weekend after that, I think it's going to be our first Rush Modified event of the 2024 season right alongside our Action Event Division. So a full month of April as we swing full head at first into the 2024 racing season. So ppms.com/schedule is a good opportunity to see everything that we have coming up and to see where on your respective schedules it might make sense to come on out and take a trip around Dirt's Monster Half Mile and see what racing out there is all about.
I have a funny story, and people will hear it when they hear Michael Norris's interview. Dave Oliveri did an interview with him, and he mentioned Rapping on Racing. Michael said, I was listening to that when I was a toddler because my grandmother had it on the radio all the time, which made me feel good. So he's been hearing the show for quite some time.
Yeah. I mean, I remember growing up myself, you always hear about Rapping on Racing. So I'm glad to see it still continuing thanks to your patronage and your support and everything like that, just continuing to keep the ball rolling. I'm happy that we still have a program here in Western Pennsylvania and nationally, to be honest with you, that can still carry and spread the information about racing here in our hometown areas.
Do you have any closing thoughts or have we covered everything?
I think we're all pretty much wrapped up there. If for those of you who missed the Pot of Gold 75, you have the opportunity to go back and watch it live and on demand on the Cushion. So just head to thecushion.com or download it in your app store. Or if you want to watch it on YouTube, you're welcome to do that as well. Highlights for the event are available at youtube.com/PA Motor Speedway or just search Pennsylvania Motor Speedway or PPMS in your search bar on YouTube and you can check it out. I think it's already up to like 5,000 views in the past 24 hours. So a lot of people wanted to check out the response and you'll actually get to see what Dawn talked about in terms of the racetrack being in true Pittsburgh form, which was great racing, high, low, bottom, middle, didn't matter where you wanted to go. Excellent racing, and looking forward to the rest of the racing that the track has to offer in 2024. So check out ppms.com and make sure to follow us on all of our social media platforms as well to stay up to date with everything, including the racetrack.
Well, you convinced me to sign on to the cushion, and I'm glad I did, because obviously in North Carolina, I can't come to Pittsburgh, but I didn't miss anything. I mean, it was just amazing. So I would highly recommend that for people that physically can't be at the track. Being at the track's better, but if you're in a situation where you can't, give it a shot. I mean, I got 44,945 people on my Facebook page, and I'm getting comments from people that are out of state, way out of state, because of what's going on down there. Well, I think we covered everything, or if I missed something, let's do it.
No, I think we're all good, Don. I think we're all good. That's, you pretty much nailed it on the head. From the comfort of your home or the convenience of your mobile device, you can watch racing globally from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway on the cushion. So go ahead and check it out sometime.
Well, Tyler Harris, I thank you. You have a nice evening, and hopefully next Saturday is another barn burner.
Hope so, too, Don. Thank you so much.
Every day when they open the doors at Zarin Truck and Automotive in South Heights, Pennsylvania, their goal is to provide great customer service by offering affordable automotive and truck repair service performed by highly trained technicians at the highest industry standard. By implementing the latest diagnostic equipment and computerized repair manuals, you can rest assured that your vehicle will be repaired to factory specifications for your specific car or truck. At Zarin Truck and Automotive, they believe in honest repairs and will demonstrate that fully by explaining the repair or service you are receiving, and they'll give you an estimate or quote before work is performed. When you choose Zarin Truck and Automotive in South Heights, Pennsylvania, you are choosing professional automotive repair and maintenance performed by expert automotive technicians. That's Zarin Truck and Automotive in South Heights. Race fans know by now that Rappin' on Racin' takes you behind the scenes with in-depth interviews of drivers, promoters, and racing personalities. But now it's time to go under the hood and see why another local legend laps the competition. Number One Cochran is Western Pennsylvania's leading automotive retailer and has been earning fans of the tri-state area since 1965. From luxury coupes to heavy-duty trucks and every type of model in between, they have it all. Choose from 19 new car brands plus thousands of pre-owned vehicles. You'll also get Number One Cochran's best price up front with total transparency and absolutely zero hassle. It's known as Clearly Better Car Buying, and you won't find it anywhere else. Visit a local Number One Cochran store near you or buy online anytime with Expressway at Cochran.com. Number One Cochran, proud sponsor of Rappin' on Racin'.
Tyler, why don't you take a minute and bring the fans up to speed on some of the future events coming up at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway.
Yeah, our action event divisions plus the Rush Sprint Cars, so a six division show, should be a great time. We're really excited for it. I'm looking forward to getting that racing back up, because the week of Easter we will have that Saturday off. So after this one coming up, a week off, then back to racing April 6th, as you mentioned. The whole month of April is exciting with the UEMS E-Mod Touring Series coming back to the Speedway for the E-Mod's return for the first time in several years. Then we have our first Rush Late Model Touring Series event of the season with the Herb Scott Memorial. Happens to also be Roark Automotive Night at the racetrack, so happy to have Roark Automotive as the presenting sponsor of the 2024 Herb Scott Memorial. And then the following weekend after that, it's going to be our first Rush Modified event of the 2024 season, right alongside our action event division. So a full month of April as we swing full head at first into the 2024 racing season. So ppms.com/schedule is a good opportunity to see everything that we have coming up, and to see where on your respective schedules it might make sense to come on out and take a trip around Monster Half Mile and see what racing out there is all about.
And now, more Rapid on Racing with Don Gamble and Dave Oliveri.
Well,
We're at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, and we're in the familiar hauler of the number 72, Michael Norris. Michael, a lot of changes have happened since last year. You're back in the family number 72 car, and then a reoccurrence, I guess it's been like 2 years, if my memory's correct, you're back in the for on a limited basis when Todd decides to run, which is it's been for that way for a while in the 02 car. And then in January, I think the biggest addition, which I wasn't aware of, I was like, I'm getting older, I lose track of time, but the thing that we talked about, and we want to talk about that first before you know any of the racing plans, you have a new addition to the family.
Yeah, my wife and I welcomed our son Jack on January 8th, so that's been a huge transition for us, and it's been fantastic. She does all the hard stuff. I just help her when I can. And so we've been dealing with that and learning him every day. So been working on the race car when we can, and we'll see how it goes.
It's 2 o'clock nights. Who gets up, you or her?
She gets up. She won't let me get up. Like she, you know, especially during the week, I'll get up on the weekends with her. But, you know, she does it all. She's great. I wouldn't be able to do it. Wouldn't want to do it with anybody else but her for sure. So. He's been a good baby, though, too. He spoiled us, really. He's been sleeping a lot through the nights, and, you know, her pregnancy was good, and we just super blessed, so.
It's kind of funny. I watched all you guys grow up, and, you know, you and Colton, and, you know, I watched you grow up through teenagers, and, you know, now you guys get married, and now you have children. It's a different perspective, you know, when you're a dad. I mean, you know, you're with your dad every day, and you're blessed to have that. You know, sometimes it could be good, sometimes it could be bad, because you might not be on the same page, but to be able to, you know, do that at work, and then come back and enjoy it so much that you do with racing, and that's why you got out of the Corrado car and went back to, you know, to the family car, and now you have this opportunity with Todd again, and it's just something, like you said, you're probably going to run at Lernerville. It's so close, it's almost like you can't, but you're going to try to run some UMLS races as well.
Yeah, and we're going to make a point to go to Eldora, for sure the world, maybe the dream, we'll see how we're going through May. You know, you got to be firing on all eight to go out there, but so we'll see. My car's just about done, and the 02 car's kind of been like my own car. I've had it in my shop since 2020, and it's been sitting since 21, and we finally put it all together, and Todd's gracious enough to let me just do whatever I want. He's there to support me, so it works out really well. It's just he only wants to run a limited amount of races, so the ones we don't run with him, we'll run with our stuff. And yeah, it just feels good. Last year was a great year. Joe and I had an awesome year. Just it's nice, especially with Jack, like my shop is right behind my house, and you know, Joe's was a little bit of a drive, and it just logistically it made more sense for me, and I think Joe wanted to race a little more than I really do, and we want to race a lot, but not every single weekend, and Joe's put enough effort into that he wants to race every single weekend. So yeah, I'm really excited. It feels like, you know, back home. It feels good, it feels right.
You know, as a parent now, and your dad went through this with you, it's a different perspective, Michael. You sit there and it's like, okay, well, do I really need to spend 2 hours on the car, or do maybe I want to spend a couple hours with Jack tonight? And that's it. And that's something that you're going to have to get used to. And it's going to, as he gets older, it's just going to magnify.
Well, the only thing that it helps now is he goes to bed at like 8:30, and so I'll come home and we'll eat dinner and I'll help her and everything like that, and then I'll wait until we either bathe them or go to bed, and then she normally goes to bed too, so then that's when I go to the shop. So it's normally my schedule now is instead of like 6 to midnight, now it's like 8 to 1 or 2 in the morning now, which is fine because I'm a night owl, but it's definitely a change, and for the better. I mean, I am getting older, so who knows how much longer I'll be racing.
It's a tough decision. You know, you look at Josh Richards, it comes to a point, and he started 15, mm-hmm. and you run 15, 17 years, and then sometimes you have to say, okay, this is fun, but there's other things in life I want to do, and you're fortunate now because you're not committed to running on a weekly basis. Like, if you want to take a week off, you know, with the family and go on a vacation, you can do that, but when you're committed to run weekly, it's tough.
Yeah, absolutely, and me, it's hard because I have, my wife always says I have FOMO, fear of missing out, so if I if we do that, and I'm all good, you know, we go camping, we go boating, we go riding, whatever. But if I know there's a race going on, I'm always, it's in the back of my mind, like, oh, I wish I was there, you know? So until that fire diminishes, I'll always want to race. But like you said, I got to have a life too. And my crew chief, Dakota, has a little girl now, and we're really close with them. So we're just going to pick and choose what we do, and hopefully we can still stay as sharp. You know, the less you race, the less sharp you are. So hopefully my notebook is deep enough that I don't get too rusty.
It's always funny because when I talk to some of the drivers I've known for a while, and I'll use like a Dave Hess, for example, you know, when he got married and his kids, now that his kids race. Mm-hmm. And I said, how does that feel? He says, I feel more nervous being around him watching him race than I do, because now I know how my dad felt. And I'm sure that's how your dad feels every time you get in the car. And then I'm sure in about 4 years, we're going to have something flying around the Norris garage.
Yeah, I hope so. But whatever he wants to do, we'll support him 100%. That's hard, you know, because you don't want to push one certain thing on him. If he's into it, I'll be 100% into it as well. It can be golf, it could be whatever, I don't care. But we'll, you know, I don't want to push something on him, because there are times this stuff sucks. So I don't want to, you know, if he don't want to do it, I ain't going to force him. But I don't know, it runs in the family, so there's a probably pretty decent chance he could be doing something retarded like this in a couple years, yeah.
Him to a mud scraper. But hey, how special is it going to be when the time comes when you, you know, get to victory lane and Jack's there with you and for that first time? I mean, I'm sure that's going to be a proud papa moment and a proud grandpa moment.
Yeah, absolutely. You almost get emotional thinking about it. Hopefully we can make it to victory lane. I don't know. But yeah, he's got to get a little older. He's 3 months old. So days like today, they really can't handle the wind yet. So hopefully in a couple months here we can get him to the track. That's what's nice about the truck and stuff. We can bring him, and she was going to come today, but we'll bring him out in a couple months probably.
Now, speaking of today, you know, we're here for the UMLS race, and I want to say I would say Lernerville would be your home track because it's so close, but a track that I would probably say is your favorite. You cut your teeth on, you learned on with your crew when you were youngsters. Come back to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, and to see the improvements they're making. You've had success here, and I'm sure you're hoping that's going to carry on today.
Absolutely. I love this place. I really do. And then when the Blair and them took over, I was really happy. And you know, they've done a lot of stuff. You can definitely see the effort, and I think you're seeing everybody's seeing that, and so that's why they're getting, you know, we got decent car count so far, and hopefully they get some fans, and that's what we'll support them every super race they have. I mean, that's the whole reason I run crate cars, is just to come down here. So I love coming here. I'd race a golf cart around here if they'd let me.
Well, speaking of the great car, again, you're fortunate, your brother-in-law Nico, you have had success in that particular car. Does Nico still have the car? Is it still housed that at your shop? And you're going to be running that occasionally this year?
Yeah, we're going to run that again. It's at his place, which is really close to my house. So Nico and Vinny work on it a lot, and I'll help them out when I can. But yeah, we're definitely going to hit all the normal, you know, Rush Touring races that are at Lernerville and here, and maybe a couple more. And yeah, he's been upgrading stuff. He never stops. He's always buying and selling and trading and trying to get me the best stuff ever. I always tell him, like, why don't you drive it? He's like, I don't want to drive it. So hopefully we can get him out a little bit this year. He got his first new car. So he's never had a new car, believe it or not. So he got his first new one this year. So we're pretty excited for that, too. We have a lot of fun because that's kind of a family deal, you know. My sister and I and, you know, my wife always goes. And it's kind of fun because it's not me and my dad. It's kind of Nico and I doing our own thing. So it's a little different pace, but
different scenario.
We have a good time doing it, and that's a tough field. And I think it's a learning experience too, because there are a lot of, you can develop some bad habits from the super stuff and from the crate stuff. So being able to run them both, I do think it helps, but sometimes I think it hurts too. I really struggle at Lernerville. I know I got bad habits there. Here you kind of drive them both the same, just don't let off the gas.
Well, yeah, here it's a momentum track. Lernerville, if you let off at Lernerville and you're in the crate, you're going back five positions.
Yeah, it's tough. So yeah, we're excited. Hopefully we have a good year and just keep riding a wave, you know.
Well, it's kind of funny, you know, through this adventure I've done over the years with Don for Rapping on Racing, I've watched you grow up, I watched you get married, now I watch you become a dad. It's kind of special to watch you guys grow. And again, congratulations on, you know, the little one, and I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks to you guys for everything you do. Heck, we've been listening to you since I was Jack's age. I probably heard it in the background, and my grandmother was always really involved in the media side of late model racing, all about, you know, motorsports world and rapping on racing and all that. So it's crazy how fast time goes, you know. And
speaking of grandma and grandpa, how excited are they? And they got to be, that's a great grandchild now. It's got to be a special moment.
Yeah, they have some great grandchildren. My cousin has some, but this grandma's normally never excited to come home from Florida. She just wants to stay down, and she's itching to come home. So if he was a little older, we were going to go see him in February, but it had just been a little too tough. But they're really excited, and hopefully they can get home here in about 2 months, maybe a month and a half, and we'll be able to hang out with them.
Well, again, look, thank you for taking the time to join us on Rapping on Racing, Michael, and I look forward to, you know, meeting everybody, especially the little one, and best of luck this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Are you in need of financial planning or a portfolio review? Rick Sabo of RPS Financial Solutions is an independent financial planner who has testified as an expert witness on insurance and investment fraud. He helps people who are concerned about their portfolio or with other financial matters. His services include investments, pension, and 401k rollovers, estate planning, life insurance, and long-term care alternatives. As a registered IRS tax preparer, he can assist retirees with the completion of property tax rebate forms and other government tax reduction programs at no charge. Mr. Sabo does not charge a fee to meet with potential clients for a fact find. His office is located at 5061 Route 8, Gibsonia, PA. If you are in need of any of the services that he provides, give him a call at 724-443-5720. That's 724-443-5720. Or email him at rick.sabo@jwcemail.com. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors Incorporated. Neither J.W. Cole Advisors Incorporated or J.W. Cole Financial Incorporated nor its representatives provide legal, tax preparation, or accounting advice. Persons who provide such advice do so in a capacity other than as a registered representative of JWCA, JWC. RPS Financial Solutions and JWC, JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
Hi, my name is Jason Bush from Bush Brothers Tire Service. We are one of the best tire dealer and repair shops in Allegheny County, offering phenomenal customer service, expert in-house with more than 30 years experience to ensure premium craftsmanship is done start to finish. Bush Brothers Tire Service was started by my Uncle Paul Bush and Father Martin Bush in May of 1985. I, Jason, joined the company in early 2000. We offer state inspection and emissions testing, tire sales, tire maintenance, wheel alignments, general auto repairs, brake service, and free estimates. We are located at 1931 Monongahela Avenue, Swissville, PA, 15218. And for any additional information, you can reach us at 412-351-5342.
And now, more Rapid on Racing with Don Gamble and Dave Oliveri.
We're at Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, and it's a Saturday afternoon, and we're in the familiar number 27 pit of Michael Lake. Michael, it's been a long time since I talked to you for Rapping on Racing, and you know, we followed you since you're 11 years old, and we always joke about, you know, your stoutness and everything, and you know you're on and off sometimes. You're like a spigot. You're on, you're off. You know, you run for a little bit, but you know, your grandpa provides you with a lot of, you know, good equipment. You've had success, and I see this year you're going to run with the MLS and a lot of the young guys. And it's funny, I look at some of you guys, and I remember you went for 11. You're like 23 now, so I'm really starting to age myself. But you know, if you're 23, I'm going to be 66, so the mask getting old. But you have a lot of fun doing this, and you get to do it with your grandfather. And I, like, prior to the interview, he said, if you wouldn't do it, he wouldn't be doing it. And I know you took some time off a little while back, and then you got back into it, but you know, you're always up on the wheel, and now you've elected to run the UMLS series. So let's talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I took a break a little while back and just gathered everything up, and we've had a rough couple past few years. We've just been we struggled in Rockets in the last time we ran those, and we bounced around with a few crew guys and whatnot. Now it's just me and my buddy that moved up from Parkersburg, and it's been mainly just me and him, and we had some success towards the end of the year. We finally got stuff rolling, and you know, we're working pretty good as a team, and we decided that, you know, the weekly deal is not really it, and it's tough to bounce around from track to track, and so we just wanted to give Trevor a try, and he's doing a lot for the series, so I had no issue there with running that and, you know, seeing what he can do. But we're going to go from there and hopefully have some good luck in it and keep bouncing around a little bit whenever we're not running it.
From someone that's your age, and you look at Trevor, who just turned 21, now he learned, like, much like, you know, you had a grandfather that taught you and you could learn from and some great mentors. You know, Trevor had that and his dad, Chris, and see some of the things that he's doing. And to get out to some of the tracks out in central PA and, you know, head up to the smaller tracks like at Bradford, you know, you've run at Hummingbird, you've had success at the smaller tracks, but to, you know, to get out and not to really commit, it seems like everybody that I'm talking to, unless you have a track that's literally in your back, backyard. I talked to Michael Norris. He has Lernerville. It's, you know, less than 5 miles away. You know, to start the hauler anymore, to put gas in the car and put a tire on it, it's tough sometimes to run for the weekly purses. And if you don't win, you're in the negative.
Yeah, I mean, a weekly race is just tough. I mean, nothing against the tracks or the track owners or anything like that. I mean, the cost of everything's so much more. And I mean, you know, tires are over $200 now to whenever you used to be able to get them for $125. And there's no way for tracks to really say, hey, it's $60 to get in the pits so we can up all y'all's payout. So I mean, it's a bad economy right now for racing, but luckily Trevor's got some help to be able to make the trips worth it. I think the minimum his shows pay is like $4,000 now, so and then he, you know, he has a points fund at the end of the year, and he's got a lot of sponsors helping with Kaiser and Rocket
just came on.
Yeah, Rocket came in, and you know, he's got quite a few, like Swift and a few smaller guys like that are doing just as much. And hey, every little bit counts whenever, you know, you're traveling up and down the road, and it's a little regional deal. And I mean, I couldn't give Trevor kudos enough for busting his ass and getting everything together.
We know Michael Lake always has the heavy foot. You know, how special is it to come back to Pittsburgh? Because, you know, under the Mileys, and, you know, they did as best as they can to, you know, to keep the track up. But, you know, Blair and his crew have done just a tremendous job of bringing the track back. You know, how great is it to come back? Everybody loves to come here. I mean, you know, people will complain about it, but the speed, and today with the conditions that we have, you know, it's going to probably be in the 50s and the 60s. I don't really think the sun's going to dry it out, but you know, how important for is Michael to knock down that qualifying lap to get a good position for the heat race?
Yeah, I mean, nowadays qualifying's everything. I mean, if you don't qualify good, it's, you're behind the eight ball all night. You know, sometimes you can pass, but whenever you got, I mean, everybody's real fast nowadays. It's not like it was 10 years ago whenever you go to a weekly track and there'd be one fast guy or anything like that. But yeah, we haven't been here for probably close to 8 years. The last time we were here was in a crate car with the Rush series, and we had a good run. We came from like 18th to 3rd, but they never really ran supers here, and we bumped up after that year to supers. And you know, I just didn't think we were fit to come here with the Lucas guys, and it's a hard track to get, and it's hard on equipment, which, that's any big track. So it was tough to bite the bullet and come here around like the Pittsburgher or something like such. But you know, now with Trevor, he got partnered up with them, and they're supposed to have a few super races and whatnot. So I mean, I'm pumped to get back here. It's been, like I said, 8 years since I've been here, and I've never been here once in a super late. So we'll see how it goes.
I always hear, like, oh, this track's, it's hard on motors, and you guys go out to Port Royal, and it, you know, I know it's a little bit flatter in the speeds that you carry here with, you know, the banking are a little bit greater, but well, it's been great, you know, talking to you. Other than the UMLS, just kind of a hit and miss schedule where the money races are?
Yeah, I mean, We're going to bounce around a little bit. Like I said, hit, miss, hopefully travel some. I'd like to get back to Fairbury and whatnot. Hopefully we can make it out to, like, I want to go out to Davenport, Iowa. So if everything can lead up right there, maybe we'll go out there for a weekend or two if Trevor's not racing whenever they have some decent shows out there. But other than that, just, like I said, bounce around, try to find some money around home, and hopefully have some good showings.
I mean, there's like it's tough because there are races around here, you know, some of the smaller tracks. We'll say a Hummingbird, or you go out, I don't know, maybe say Roaring Knob, because that's kind of in your backyard, or we'll go to Latrobe. There are some decent paying races that, you know, in today's society, for our local guys, 4,000 is pretty darn good. On a national level where you're getting 10, I mean, obviously you go out to Eldora where you got the bigger money, but it's just good to be out there and just, you know, race for the money, because like I said, this sport is not getting any cheaper.
No, it's not. It's really tough to, you know, not try to chase the money whenever, you know, like you just said, everything's so high and the cost of everything's crazy, and, you know, you got to try to make money back to keep going week for week. And you know, a lot of guys don't have a lot of big sponsors, but kudos to the guys that do. I mean, it helps change their programs, and, you know, without every person, no matter if they give you $1 to $10,000, it means the world to us, so we can keep going up and down the road.
Well, the cars are coming in, and I know your driver's meeting is a little bit delayed, so, again, it's been great talking to you and your grandfather, and have a successful afternoon, and we'll talk to you as the season gets long.
Yes, sir, I appreciate it, and hopefully we can have a good showing.
Race fans know by now that Rappin' on Racin' takes you behind the scenes with in-depth interviews of drivers, promoters, and racing personalities. But now it's time to go under the hood and see why another local legend laps the competition. Number One Cochran is Western Pennsylvania's leading automotive retailer and has been earning fans of the tri-state area since 1965. From luxury coupes to heavy-duty trucks and every type of model in between, they have it all. Choose from 19 new car brands plus thousands of pre-owned vehicles. You'll also get Number One Cochran's best price up front with total transparency and absolutely zero hassle. It's known as Clearly Better Car Buying, and you won't find it anywhere else. Visit a local Number One Cochran store near you or buy online anytime with Expressway at Cochran.com. Number One Cochran, proud sponsor of Rappin' on Racin'.
Tyler, why don't you take a minute and bring the fans up to speed on some of the future events coming up at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway.
Yeah, our action event divisions plus the Rush Sprint Cars, so a six-division show, should be a great time. We're really excited for it. I'm looking forward to getting that racing back up, because the week of Easter, we will have that Saturday off. So after this one coming up, a week off, then back to racing April 6th, as you mentioned. The whole month of April is exciting with the UEMS E-Mod Touring Series coming back to the Speedway for the E-Mod's return for the first time in several years. Then we have our first Rush Late Model Touring Series event of the season with the Herb Scott Memorial. Happens to also be Rourke Automotive Night at the racetrack, so happy to have Rourke Automotive as the presenting sponsor of the 2024 Herb Scott Memorial. And then the following weekend after that, I think it's going to be our first Rush Modified event of the 2024 season, right alongside our action event division. So a full month of April as we swing full head at first into the 2024 racing season. So ppms.com/schedule is a good opportunity to see everything that we have coming up, and to see where on your respective schedules it might make sense to come on out and take a trip around Dirt's Monster Half Mile and see what racing out there is all about.
And now, more Rapid on Racing with Don Gamble and Dave Oliveri.
Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, and joining us is Logan Zarin, the driver of the 1Z. Logan, we had a chance to talk to you at the UMLS banquet, but speaking of UMLS, this is a UMLS race today, and you at the banquet, you notified everybody that you're going to be back for a second season. But before we get into that, you and the crew took a trip for 2 weeks down to Florida for Speed Weeks, and that's always an experience, whether you're a championship team or just a team on the upstart like you are, to get down there and run and be competitive with those guys that do it for a living. You had some good nights, you had some bad nights.
Yeah, it was definitely better than the past years. You know, we made a couple of shows. We probably should have made more than we did, but, you know, some stuff happened down there. But, yeah, it was definitely I had some help from Brian Daugherty and Integra Shock, so he definitely got me where I needed to be down there to be competitive. And I think we were pretty good each night. Just stuff didn't fall our way. But it was definitely a good trip. Learned a lot and then decided to get started up home again.
When you watch the Overtons, the Davenports, the Shepherds, they do this night in, night out. And then can you, from a driver's standpoint, pick up some of the maybe their qualities that they have, because their lines are so consistent, their lap after lap. And to be successful, no matter where you're at, it takes steadiness.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely watch, you know, just what all these guys are doing. You know, like Tyler Erb, he helped me a lot down Florida, you know, so just kind of talking to these guys, see what they're doing, and just kind of to learn off.
And now we're here at the opener here at Pennsylvania Motor Speedway for the MLS, and it's something that we talked about prior to the interview, that, you know, you want to run for a championship, and, you know, you finished fourth in the standings last year, and there's some tracks now that you have some familiarity with and some that will be new, but it's just something that you and your dad and your team want to pursue.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, us as a team, we need a championship. You know, it's something we've been chasing for a while, just, you know, the Rush deal and then this ULMS deal. So, you know, this year we're going to give it all we got to get that championship and see how it goes.
You know, with that being said, you know, locally and in today's sport, the commit weekly to a track sometimes is difficult. So I guess the plans would be to where some of the better paying races are, if they're relatively close, to hit and miss those.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the ULMS is our top priority, and then there's like the Lucas or the Outlaws around here. We're going to hit them. You know, that just makes you better run with those guys. So probably not going to commit to any local tracks this year. Just kind of bounce around where the money pays good.
Well, it's good seeing you as always. You know, you and the crew, and best of luck today, Logan.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
No one covers motorsports like Rapidon Racing. For nearly 40 years, Rapidon Racing has provided the best in motorsports information with knowledgeable and veteran reporters who cover all forms of racing. Weekly reports include local dirt and asphalt racing from Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, plus the All-Star, Lucas Oil Late Models, NASCAR, Rush, and the World of Outlaws. Listeners get the latest breaking motorsports news. The show features special guests, local track reports, driver interviews. The host of Rapidon Racing is Don Gamble. A former driver and track promoter, Don brings a wealth of racing knowledge to the program every week. Rapidon Racing.
Tyler, why don't you take a minute and bring the fans up to speed on some of the future events coming up at Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway.
Yeah, our action event divisions plus the Rush Sprint Cars, so a six-division show, should be a great time. We're really excited for it. I'm looking forward to getting that racing back up, because the week of Easter, we will have that Saturday off. So after this one coming up, a week off, then back to racing April 6th, as you mentioned. The whole month of April is exciting with the UEMS E-Mod Touring Series coming back to the Speedway for the E-Mod's return for the first time in several years. Then we have our first Rush Late Model Touring Series event of the season with the Herb Scott Memorial. Happens to also be Roark Automotive Night at the racetrack, so happy to have Roark Automotive as the presenting sponsor of the 2024 Herb Scott Memorial. And then the following weekend after that, I think it's going to be our first Rush Modified event of the 2024 season, right alongside our action event division. So a full month of April as we swing full head at first into the 2024 racing season. So ppms.com/schedule is a good opportunity to see everything that we have coming up, and to see where on your respective schedules it might make sense to come on out and take a trip around Dirt's Monster Half Mile and see what racing out there is all about.
Coming across the line in that second position. Third will go to Bryce Bowling. Matthew Duvall comes across the line fourth. Ricky Weaver fifth. Brad Whiteside sixth. The 69C of Robbie Carroll seventh. Anthony Soans in eighth. Jeff Huber ninth. And Samuel Ricketts rounds out your top ten. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go trackside and talk to tonight's feature winner, Andrew Hoffner. As we make our way down to Rourke Automotive Chevrolet Performance Victory Lane, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you so much for joining us here today for the Pot of Gold 75. Three of the top regional series made their way here to Pittsburgh to help us kick off our season, and you, the fans, did as well, and we appreciate it more than you know. So thank you very much. Please be safe on your way home. He can hear you, ladies and gentlemen. He's climbing into the car. Let's hear for tonight's feature winner, Andrew Hoffner. AJ Hoffner, congratulations, buddy. Man, tough fought race. You hung in contention the entire time, and you were closing in on Yuri quick, but then all of a sudden coming out of four where there's misfortune, there's opportunity, and you capitalized.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him there. I was looking forward to a race. We had a heck of a race going on in lap traffic.
Yeah, you were able to go all over the place. The track completely different from what there was in the heat races to what it is now. Much more racing, and it looks like you enjoyed yourself.
Yeah, it was a fun track tonight. They did a good job all night. Well, it came around, so it was a good track.
So, the 2022 SCDRA Northeast champion, you're going to obviously get your season off to a very good start, and it's going to set the tone for the 2024 campaign.
Yeah, hopefully we can make it to all of them.
Well, hopefully you can. You'd like to go two times, huh?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Got some sponsors here to thank, I'm sure.
I'd like to thank my brother and crew member over there. I really do this myself, so I guess just thank my brother over there, really.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, once again, tonight's feature winner for the Pot of Gold 75, let's hear it for AJ Hoffner. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you're making your way out of the Speedway, we thank you so much for joining us. Please be safe on your travels home. We appreciate your support for this season opener. Stay tuned on Facebook for any updates regarding our 2024 season and our website, ppms.com, as well. Constant up and out content on Facebook, X, YouTube, Instagram, and Threads, and TikTok. So, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, my name is Tyler Harris. We thank you so much for joining us here, and we'll see you later in 2024. Take care and good night.
Every day when they open the doors at Zarin Truck and Automotive in South Heights, Pennsylvania, their goal is to provide great customer service by offering affordable automotive and truck repair service performed by highly trained technicians at the highest industry standard. By implementing the latest diagnostic equipment and computerized repair manuals, you can rest assured that your vehicle will be repaired to factory specifications for your specific car or truck. At Zarin Truck and Automotive, they believe in honest repairs and will demonstrate that fully by explaining the repair or service you are receiving, and they'll give you an estimate or quote before work is performed. When you choose Zarin Truck and Automotive in South Heights, Pennsylvania, you are choosing professional automotive repair and maintenance performed by expert automotive technicians. That's Zarin Truck and Automotive in South Heights.
Are you in need of financial planning or a portfolio review? Rick Sabo of RPS Financial Solutions is an independent financial planner who has testified as an expert witness on insurance and investment fraud. He helps people who are concerned about their portfolio or with other financial matters. His services include investments, pension, and 401k rollovers, estate planning, life insurance, and long-term care alternatives. As a registered IRS tax preparer, he can assist retirees with the completion of property tax rebate forms and other government tax reduction programs at no charge. Mr. Sabo does not charge a fee to meet with potential clients for a fact find. His office is located at 5061 Route 8, Gibsonia, PA. If you are in need of any of the services that he provides, give him a call at 724-443-5720. That's 724-443-5720. Or email him at rick.sabo@jwcemail.com. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors Incorporated. Neither J.W. Cole Advisors Incorporated or J.W. Cole Financial Incorporated nor its representatives provide legal, tax preparation, or accounting advice. Persons who provide such advice do so in a capacity other than as a registered representative of JWCA, JWC. RPS Financial Solutions and JWC, JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
A little too late for Blair.
Two to go for car number two. Going into turns one and two now. Max Blair second, Troutman third, Mussolini fourth. Yoder still your top five, staying in that same order. Flinter, Lake, Lee, Emery, and Delapi round out your top ten.
Norris running the high side, coming out of four. He will take the white flag. Final time around for the Crusher.
Oh, and oh, man, that showed me shades of the George Steel City Classic from 2 years ago. And he is effectively two for one special through one and two. Hunter Jordan, take us home.
Mike Norris rolling down the back chute into three and four for the final time. Coming out of four, checkered flag wave. Mike Norris is your first winner with the Jays Automotive United Late Model Series. Max Blair second, Drake Troutman third. Tony Mussolino will be fourth, and Dylan Yoder will round out the top five.
Climbing out of the car, give it up for your winner, the Crusher, Mike Norris.
Mike, let's get a word here. First race here at Pittsburgh, first Jays Automotive United Late Model Series race of the season, and it has your name on it. How's that feel?
Oh, it feels good. I love this place. First of all, I'm sorry to you fans for having to sit through all that, man. That was agonizing. I'm hoping we at least put on a good show for you. And I saw Blair there, and I knew I had to turn the wick up a little more. And I just love this track, man. I'd race a bicycle around here if I had to. It was the whole reason I started racing crates is so I could race here. And I heard a super race, and I just come a running. So thanks to the new owners and all you fans for coming out again. And yeah, we're just happy to be up here.
You definitely put on a show for these fans here tonight. You know, Max threw a gnarly move early in the race. You know, you came right back. I mean, what went into that? Like, did you just know it's go time?
Pretty much. I was really struggling on the restarts. We put a tire choice on that I'm not real happy with. But once I got going, I was okay. And him and Drake could just eat me up on the restarts. But I got a lot of laps around here. And I guess I'm lucky I know where to go. And the track was great, I thought, after all the preparation they did. I loved it. It was fast down here. So first thing, I got to thank my wife and my new son, Jack, who are watching at home, and my mom and dad, and my sister, and Nico, and Dakota, and Jim, and Todd. This is first time out in this car in like 2 years, so happy to park it here.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good start. I was kind of going to bring something up, you know. First win of the season. I mean, this is a great start to the season. You think this can give you a nice boost?
I hope so. It's payoff for all the work you put in over the winter, and getting to sit and watch everybody else race in speed weeks, just itching to get out. So like I said, I can't thank Rocket Chassis enough. Integra Shocks, this has a Clemens Ford in it. It was phenomenal. Brian Daugherty, everything he does for me. Mark Richards, Steve Baker. Like I said, I got an awesome crew. I'm just lucky enough to drive it. I got to thank Fuel Factory. I don't have my new suit yet, so I'm rocking an old school one. But thanks to them, they helped us out. And yeah, thank you guys.
Anyone else you want to thank for we're done here?
I think we're good.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner, the Crusher, Mike Norris.
Are you in need of financial planning or portfolio review? Rick Sabo of RPS Financial Solutions is an independent financial planner who has testified as an expert witness on insurance and investment fraud. He helps people who are concerned about their portfolio or with other financial matters. His services include investments, pension, and 401k rollovers, estate planning, life insurance, and long-term care alternatives. As a registered IRS tax preparer, he can assist retirees with the completion of property tax rebate forms and other government tax reduction programs at no charge. Mr. Sabo does not charge a fee to meet with potential clients for a fact find. His office is located at 5061 Route 8, Gibsonia, PA. If you are in need of any of the services that he provides, give him a call at 724-443-5720. That's 724-443-5720. Or email him at rick.sabo@jwcemail.com. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Incorporated, member of FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through J.W. Cole Advisors Incorporated. Neither J.W. Cole Advisors Incorporated or J.W. Cole Financial Incorporated, nor its representatives provide legal, tax preparation, or accounting advice. Persons who provide such advice do so in a capacity other than as a registered representative of JWCA, JWC. RPS Financial Solutions and JWC, JWCA are unaffiliated entities.
Main Street Music and Sound is your full-service music store, featuring a huge beginner to boutique inventory. Main Street Music maintains a hometown approach to service with personal attention. Customers rely on Main Street Music and Sound for advanced product knowledge, expert in-house repairs, audio, video, lighting installations, and years of hands-on experience. Main Street Music features lines that include Anderson, Guitar Works, Bogner, Fender, Gretsch, Yamaha, and more. Main Street Music and Sound is teamed with the highly respected musicians at Bentley and Romito to provide professional music instruction for just about any instrument at any skill level and at any age. Main Street Music and Sound is located at 327 Main Street, Irwin, Pennsylvania. Call 724-382-4633 or email info@mainstreetmusic.com.
Laps to go now for the Seal City Outlaw, Tim Schaefer. Danny Sam's right back to the bottom. Cy Lynch petering off a little bit, but here comes a 32 in the Barris entry. That's the low rider, Dale Blaney, right to the bottom he goes. Caution free to this point, twin six in the air, two laps to go. Tim Schaefer may have made contact with that outside wall there coming out of four. Not 100% sure, but he's certainly flirting with danger up there, going up in no man's land. Only driver to do it so far really was Trey Chapman in the late model feature. But to the bottom of the track goes the Seal City Outlaw to the white flag, or rather two to go flag. One lap to go now for Tim Schaefer. Ricky Peterson slow on the backstretch with just one lap to go. Plenty of distance between himself and Danny Sams. Over 4 seconds as the Seal City Outlaw makes his way down the backstretch. He's going to return to Victory Lane at arguably his home racetrack as he is just up the road in Aliquippa. Coming out of four for the final time to the checkered flag is the Seal City Outlaw, Tim Schaefer. Second goes to Danny Sams. Third will go to the 42 of Cy Lynch. Fourth, the 32 of Dale Blaney, finishing fifth. An impressive run for AJ Flick, getting up into the top five. Sixth will go to Brandon Spinhaller. Seventh, Zane Duvault. Eighth, Cole Duncan. Ninth, Carl Bowser. And Lee Jacobs rounds out your top 10.
There you go. You got some victory fuel down here in Roark Automotive Chevrolet Performance Victory Lane. A big old check. Talked to you a few times in Rush Late Model competition, but never in sprint cars. So congratulations and welcome back to the winner's circle here at Pittsburgh in a sprint car.
Thank you. Man, just hats off to my guys. What a car. Fun to drive. Driving a little dust. But, you know, Joe Danion, Brian Cavanaugh, Jason, BC, had to leave. We were running a little late. But Nicholas, my other guy, Scotty, it's everybody on this crew, man. It's badass, and it's so fun to be in Victory Lane. Especially at home.
And that's the other thing, too, the difference between the two racetracks and this one here, a lot faster. You were up in no man's land, beating them boards down. Talk to me about what a lap is like around here at this racetrack in a race in a car of this speed.
Yeah, it's nothing like it. You know, I've raced all over the world, actually, but there's nowhere like this. And since they pounded the bolts in and welded them, I knew I could run up there, you know. And the times in the past, it was iffy, but a lot more comfortable up there, I tell you. And it shows, you know, the car rolling around there, and I can pretty much go where I needed to go.
Still winning after all these years. It never gets old, huh?
It never does. It gets better and better because, you know, they get harder and harder to get, you know, and it's about having good people behind you. You know, the Ruzicks with, you know, supplying us with all the right stuff. And, you know, he was here too, and he had to leave early. I wish he was here for it.
A couple more people you want to thank. A lot of sponsors, a lot of crew, a lot of people that put a lot of work into this machine.
Oh, absolutely. You know, they're Maxim Cars and Kistler's Engines, and we got Precision Garage Door on board, and I got to actually look around a little bit, but Centerline, I mean, they come on board. They've been doing a great job, so just everybody that helps with this deal, you know, it makes it really fun again, and Brian, to get me comfortable in a car, it's pretty cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's a party in Aliquippa tonight, and Tim Schaefer is a winner again at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Motor Speedway.
Every day when they open the doors at Zarin Truck and Automotive in South Heights, Pennsylvania, their goal is to provide great customer service by offering affordable automotive and truck repair service performed by highly trained technicians at the highest industry standard. By implementing the latest diagnostic equipment and computerized repair manuals, you can rest assured that your vehicle will be repaired to factory specifications for your specific car or truck. At Zarin Truck and Automotive, they believe in honest repairs and will demonstrate that fully by explaining the repair or service you are receiving, and they'll give you an estimate or quote before work is performed. When you choose Zarin Truck and Automotive in South Heights, Pennsylvania, you are choosing professional automotive repair and maintenance performed by expert automotive technicians. That's Zarin Truck and Automotive in South Heights.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. And in our family, we're used to getting involved, and I encourage you to do the same, especially when it comes to caring for your loved ones. When I think about Alzheimer's and the impact it had on my family, I recognize that losing a race isn't such a bad day after all. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together.
I'd like to take a minute to talk to you about Steve Scarupa Photography. Steve specializes in wedding photography and shoots landscapes for fun. He has separate websites for both brides and weddings. He shoots some badass photos, sometimes people, sometimes racing, and sometimes nature. Steve's work is excellent. You can check him out at stevescarupaphotography.com or 412brides.com, which is his wedding website. Steve is your go-to guy for the best photographs in the tri-state area. You won't be disappointed.
Race fans know by now that Rappin' on Racin' takes you behind the scenes with in-depth interviews of drivers, promoters, and racing personalities. But now it's time to go under the hood and see why another local legend laps the competition. Number One Cochran is Western Pennsylvania's leading automotive retailer and has been earning fans of the tri-state area since 1965. From luxury coupes to heavy-duty trucks and every type of model in between, they have it all. Choose from 19 new car brands plus thousands of pre-owned vehicles. You'll also get Number One Cochran's best price up front with total transparency and absolutely zero hassle. It's known as Clearly Better Car Buying, and you won't find it anywhere else. Visit a local Number One Cochran store near you or buy online anytime with Expressway at Cochran.com. Number One Cochran, proud sponsor of Rappin' on Racin'.
I want to take a minute and thank our marketing partners. Number One Cochran Automotive, Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway, Zarin Truck and Automotive, and RPS Financial Solutions. Without these people, we would not be able to do Rappin' on Racin', and I thank them.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. To be an American, where
from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
State's number one motorsports talk show. Today's program was brought to you in part by our marketing partners. Recognized by the Eastern Motorsports Press Association as one of the top racing shows in the Eastern United States. Have a great week, and be sure to tune in for another installment of Rappin' on Racin'. Stand on.